Thank you, Chair. We have Mexico and Chile have two comments. We would suggest deleting the words such potential. The obligation to conduct weapon reviews is applicable to all new weapons, means, or methods of warfare, as we all know. There is no need in this drafting to give the impression that we are referring to a non-existing category of weapons, as that is not the case in the view of our delegations. Moreover, as currently drafted, and this is an issue of concern for our delegations, which we have voiced for years now, the paragraph does not add anything new to guiding principle E. In this regard, our delegations have expressed the need to specify, to really specify, what the legal weapon review would entail when dealing with weapons which have autonomous functionalities. We all agree, and yes, in 2019 we did agree that legal weapon reviews are applicable. The next step and the added value would be to discuss the challenges of reviewing a weapon which incorporates autonomous functionalities. Until we have these discussions and exchanges, weapon reviews remain to a large extent uncharted territory. And this is why, in our proposal, we have included these specifications, which we would gladly see added to the paragraph in order that it has contained that added value. So for us, legal weapon reviews should include an assessment that allows for the understanding of the attributes and effects in a weapon with autonomous capabilities, as well as its conformity with international humanitarian law and international law, and in particular, evaluate its technical performance, including in terms of reliability and predictability, and whether its foreseeable effects are capable of being limited to military objectives and controlled in time and space, confirm its intended or expected use, and confirm the placement of adequate limits on tasks and types of targets. Legal reviews should adopt a precautionary approach when dealing with weapons with autonomous functionalities and deny authorization when there might be less than full certainty of all the characteristics listed in the paragraph above. We could also certainly agree with the deletion of the paragraph as suggested by the distinguished delegation of Pakistan if we don't see these specifications added that give the added value that we need to see at this point. Thank you.